Blog Talk Radio.
You may already know what the fuck this is. PSA motherfucking radio in the building, man. Dropping all exclusives. I'm here with my brother, my partner in crime in this shit, Dre 3 Letterman, my G. What is good?
What's popping out there, man? PSA motherfucking radio, man. What's good, my G?
All right, brother. I just want to run down something real quick. I got the figures here in front of me now.
Mm.
Really quick.
Mm.
Let me just get the figures going right here. We have some exclusives up on the channel right now. Tay Rock, back-to-back freestyle, Summer Madness back, John diss, Calico diss, Math Hoffa diss, just Conceited diss, Everything You Go diss is up right now. John, Return Fire, Tay Rock diss, right after, is up right now. Dez Bryant is up right now. I mean, just crazy shit up right now, man. So everybody
That's
go
true.
Check that shit out. PSA Radio, YouTube, you already know what the fuck it is, man. We got guests calling up here pretty soon.
The Don.
See if the man's up. We're getting the Don on. John, the Don's calling up, talking about his back and forth with Tay Rock, both releasing diss tracks last night. And his upcoming battle with YK.
Yes, sir.
On Guerrilla Warfare Crown 2. By the way, I want to let everybody know, man, I made some updates. And we have the official battle app is out right now for iOS and Android. Go fucking get that shit. All the leagues
so
are on there.
Tell the people what does that consist of, Timbo.
So what the official battle app consists of, it's all battle leagues. The official battle app, all battle leagues in one place. You got URL, you got King of the Dot, you got RVE, you got Guerrilla Warfare, Syndicate Cartel, everything, man. iBattle, Flip Top, all these things, man. Don't Flop is on there. Just crazy shit. Tons of leagues on there on one app. You also have media. Interviews are on there. PSA Radio is on there. BattleRap.com is on there. You know, all the respective media outlets are on there. And you also have, you know, you could, there's a live news feed that's on there that updates you on all Battle Rap news feed. And everything comes to your phone. So every time a new battle is dropped, you get a push notification to your phone. You get a message to your phone. Yo, new battle drop. From Smack URL, DNA, and K-Shine versus Chess and Steams. You will get a push notification that opens you up to the tab to watch the video, and it's crazy, man. It's crazy. It's very...
That shit is dope, my nigga. That shit is dope.
Yo, it's crazy, man. You know, the one app for everybody to go to, you know what I mean, for all battle rap.
Mm.
And it's all, it's all real life. It's all, the live. Right when a battle drops, it updates. The second a battle drops, it updates. And so everybody just go check that shit out. Official Battle App. We'll put it in the description links for Android and iOS. It is out now. Updates are coming literally like every week. We're going to be adding leagues, things like that. So just go check that shit out, man. The Official Battle App. We might fuck around and drop this segment real quick just to explain to the people the Official Battle App. But go check that shit out, man. iOS and Android, it is out now. Now, Dre, before we get the guest on, you, courtesy of my bro Dre, sent me a video. Jay Electronica was in London last night. He was on stage. Might have been drinking too much. I'm not sure. Might be the reason for him to actually have had this little rant. Goes it, Drake, the Sixth God, and J. Cole on stage. Pretty much saying that he's better than them, all that good stuff. Now, Drake, you're fans of both of these guys, Drake and J. Cole. Now, J. Electronica drops a half an album every 14 years. So I want to know.
Be respectful, Timbo. Be respectful.
I want to know. I mean, I'm not even gonna measure up the amount of hits that he has to Drake and J. Cole. It's not fair. I mean, he loses already. But what the fuck makes him think he's going at Drake and J. Cole? Bro, just break this down to me. I need to know.
All right. I'm going to be real with you. I'm a bigger fan of J. Electronica than I am of Drake and J. Cole. All right?
Uh-oh.
J. Electronica, I fucks with you, my nigga. But this gonna hurt me more than it hurts you. My nigga J. Electronica, listen, I think you are a ill MC. Your subject matter, the shit you talk about, is ill. My nigga, I played Exhibit A. I mean, I was running that shit to the fucking ground. Exhibit C to the ground. Renaissance Man, My World, Shiny Suit with JV, the Victory Mixtape. So I'm a fan of you, J. Electronica. I fucks with you, my nigga. But my nigga, you're on some detox shit. And when I say detox shit, Timbo, we've been waiting for this album for how many years? You haven't dropped an album yet, my nigga. And yeah, you might be lyrically better than Drake and Cole, maybe lyrically. And I don't even know if that's disputed because of the shit you talk about. I think the stuff you talk about and stuff Drake and J. Cole talked about is totally different, especially you and Drake. You know what I'm saying? Drake is more party, clubs, hits on the radio. That's not your speed. You're more black power, black political. I'll even give you the monarch. You're like almost like a Chuck D in a sense. But my nigga, what are you doing, bro? Like, I'm surprised you got at J. Cole, because I would think you would respect J. Cole for the shit that he does. And isn't J. Cole under the Rock Nation umbrella? The same thing like J. Electronica. That's what I'm saying, Timbo. So to get at J. Cole, that was kind of weird to me. To get at Drake, that was kind of weird to me. These niggas are not going to respond to him. Especially Drake. You know what I'm saying? Like, Cole might feel some type of way, but I don't expect Drake to respond to J. Electronica. No disrespect to you, J. Electronica, but Drake is on a different level. His stands, the fans, they don't even know who you are, my nigga.
Yeah.
Let's just call it what it is. I mean, if you're not a diehard hip-hop fan like me and Timbo here, you're not going to know who the fuck J. Electronica is. So the Drake stands, these niggas are at the OVO Fest, they don't know you. They don't, so we don't believe you. You need more people type shit. You know what I'm saying? Cole, on the other hand, I don't understand the J. Cole slap in the face. I mean, Drake, I know everybody gets that Drake, but J. Cole, I don't understand that shit. I thought these niggas were label mates. I thought they had some kind of relationship. It's weird, though, but let's take it back to the We Made It song with J. Electronica and Jay-Z. And Jay-Z, I mean, we say Miss Drizzy. Was my ears had wax in my ears? Well, I specifically heard Jay-Z say, "Sorry, Mrs. Drizzy." So, to me, there's been jab shots there and there. You've seen Drake on the Charger shit, the title shit, double Charger that he did. So, it's always been kind of a little funny style shit there. But J. Electronica, drop some music, my nigga. Real talk, bro. Like, as a fan of yours, I don't give a fuck about none of that shit you're talking about right now. On some real shit, my nigga. Can you drop a fucking album? What is the holdup on an album? You really can't. You have no merit. Even as a fan of yours, you're not standing on any ground saying you're better than anybody right now, my nigga. I mean, come on, Danny Sonica. You're saying you're the real God. Okay, you're the real God because I know you're in a nation, I believe. I seen you rocking the Southern Chain, the Seventh Letter. I get on that, my nigga. Come on now. I got people down with 5%ers. But, my dude, you gotta make music, bro. You gotta make. You see what Drake is doing? Drake got everybody, mama, out here doing diss tracks, my nigga. This is, and credit to Drake, this reminds me of Control, the Kendrick Control verse. Remember when Kendrick dropped the Control verse? Everybody started going ham on that beat? With the Drake shit now, you got everybody calling each other now and getting on diss track. Battle rappers now getting on Drake shit. And right, so it's crazy, my nigga. Drake is falling back. Look at this shit like, yo, it's Drake summer, my nigga. And niggas, listen, I said it again. I'm a bigger fan of J. Electronica. I'm a fair nigga. Drake got all these niggas. This is his summer, my nigga. Let's call it what it is. You ain't got to like him, but you got to respect him and check him, my nigga. It's his summer.
Yeah.
For real.
You know
what I mean?
I don't think any, like who would want it with those two lyrically right now? You know what I mean?
J. Electronica rap though, B. He can rap though.
Dre, but right now against those guys.
Let me tell you, son. I'll tell you right now, J. Electronica can get at niggas, B. He really can.
But he can't get at dudes like Drake, J. Cole, and Drake can. No.
It's hip hop, man. You get anybody. Wait, hold on, Timbo. It's hip hop. You can get at anybody. Let's be clear. I believe that. I believe that you can get at anybody. It's hip hop. Why not?
Man, I think you can get at anybody, but right now I don't think these are the dudes to go to. I do not think that you fuck with these guys. I think if Cole dropped a diss track, it would be fire. We've all seen what Drake does when he drops a diss track.
They're not dropping a diss track.
I can guarantee you they won't.
Especially Drake. Drake is definitely not dropping one.
They won't.
You can forget that.
They won't drop a diss track.
Drake, J. Cole, you got a better chance of J. Cole doing that shit than Drake. And
yeah.
Still, I don't think Cole won't do that shit.
You're right.
Drake is definitely not going to respond to J. Electronica. And that's no shady J. Electronica. I fucks with you, my nigga. But Drake is at the moon right now, my nigga. I mean, let's call it what it is. He's not going to respond to you, bro. He gains nothing. He gains nothing responding to you. You know what I'm saying?
Nothing. I think it's, I don't know, man. I'm kind of like, it's like, damn, really? You're going at these dudes? But on the other hand, it's like, yo, this is nice. I like this for hip-hop.
Yeah, it's light, though. This is light. Because it's the individual who said it. J. Electronica is not known like that. You got to be a real head, hip-hop head, to really know this man is. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's be real. Me and you start a group tomorrow, and we go on stage saying, fuck everybody. Who is these motherfuckers here? Who is this white boy, this black nigga on stage talking about fuck Drake and fake? Well, nigga, get out of here before we throw tomatoes at you, my nigga. We don't know you like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I fucked with the Electronica, but it's a little bit weird to me.
Yeah, definitely. But, hey, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Jay. That's how he feels, man, out in London, dissing Drake and J. Cole up on stage. I personally feel like he had a little bit too much to drink in the club, and he got up there feeling himself a little bit too much. And might end up regretting what he's saying, but shout out to those guys.
Wait, why is he regretting though? Why is he regretting? These niggas are not gonna respond. He's not. Yo, you gotta understand. What I like about J. Electronica is he's different than these industry niggas now. He doesn't care about getting a Drake feature because his music doesn't pertain to that kind of lifestyle. So to me, he's not industry. He's not an industry rapper because of the shit he talks about. I don't think he's gonna regret anything. I think J. Electronica really feels what he says. Now, whether he's wild or not, that's a different story. But I do feel he feels the way he feels. You know what I'm saying? Like, I fucks with J. Electronica, son. I just don't feel that was warranted. But if that's how you feel, my nigga, that's how you feel. But I don't give a fuck about that. How about you drop a motherfucking album, J. Electronica? Please. Please, my nigga. Can we have an album?
That's what he should be.
Yeah, drop an album. Oh, the niggas in Rock Nation, somebody. Can we get a J. Electronica album today, tomorrow, sometime? You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's a regret word. I just think he feel how he feel, but it's like tears to this shit. And like Nick said, levels to this shit, my nigga. And J. Electronica, much I fuck with you, my nigga, the hip-hop mainstream world don't know who the fuck you are. You ask any nigga right now, who's J. Electronica? J. Electronica, this Drake and J. Cole, they're going to be like, who? Who?
And then you'll try to explain it to him. You're like, hey, nah, the guy who went after Kendrick on the control verse. Who? There was a third verse on that track? I thought it stopped after Kendrick.
So,
the version that I have stopped after Kendrick. Nah, but, I mean, hey, man, this is hip-hop. You know, it's all about bragging and all that stuff, you know what
right.
I mean? So,
I love that shit, my nigga. I love it.
I do, too, bro.
I do, too. You know what I'm saying? But
that's what keeps it fun. That's what keeps it fun.
But niggas is not responding, though. Like, let's be clear. You know what I'm saying? Let's be real. If somebody takes a shot at you, like, on a certain area, like, it's levels, my nigga. Like, okay, we don't know who you are. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, even when people take a shot at us before, Timbo, there's certain niggas, I wouldn't respond to certain niggas I wouldn't respond to because, like, who are you?
Exactly.
But I don't even respond to you. Like, it don't even make sense to me to respond. I gain nothing out of that shit. I'm giving you light. And that's how probably Drake is definitely feeling. When you had a certain plateau, there's certain niggas you can't give light to. Like, I'm not giving you no light.
Exactly. There's certain shit you can't entertain. I agree with you on
that.
Yeah.
And Drake is not going to entertain the fuckery from a J. Electronica. It is what it is. Let's be clear, my niggas. You comment. Please comment on the bottom. Am I tripping? Drake is not going to respond to a J. Electronica. Let's be real. You're in London. You know what I'm saying? Like, J. Cole, these niggas are selling albums, my nigga.
Yeah.
Like, J. Electronica drop an album, my nigga. Then we can talk. But you ain't got no full album, my nigga. I can't even defend you like I want to defend you, my G. You don't have no album. You got songs from 5 years ago that I'm still playing, but come on, my nigga, that's...
True. Man.
Was Shaq still in the league 5 years ago? I mean, come on, my nigga, I don't know.
Feeling himself up on stage in London, dissing Drake and J. Cole, taking shots. Maybe friendly fire, maybe just some competitive fuel.
Nothing too crazy.
Who knows, man? Who knows what can come out of this? So, shouts out J. Electronica, man. It's been good. We had the diss tracks from John and Tay Rock. Them shits are up right now on PSA Radio.
Simbo, pull up. Why we never did our World Domination 5 predictions, my G?
Oh, man. You know what? That's review that card real quick. I know. It is crazy. It is crazy. Damn. You're right.
When is it this weekend?
It is this weekend, bro. We got to do this shit tomorrow.
On,
like, first thing.
Yeah, bro.
First
That's
thing.
Crazy.
I got to find the card, and I
got to... Shout out to King of the Dot. Part of the King of the Dot. You know, we fuck with y'all niggas heavy up there, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't get it fucked
King
up.
King of the Dot, we will do our predictions, and we will drop them. We promise you that they will be dropped. But you guys
that
got a big ass card, man. You guys got like a 40 battle card, 2 day card. But we will get
That's
it done.
Cool. I ain't got no beef with that.
Nah, me neither, bro. I think you're right.
Do you know any of the battles off the top of your head besides Past Chiller, Disaster, Dumbfounder? We did show love to two of those, so we can't kill ourselves too much.
Yeah, well, we have Ilmac versus Pat, which will be one.
Yeah.
That'll be a good one. Yo, I gotta think about these though, man. Some of them I gotta really, you know, think about.
Yo, I'm gonna tell you right now, Timbo. Ilmac ain't gonna play with Pat Steve, son.
I don't think so either, bro.
I'm dead ass on that, bro. That might be the favorite niggas will sleep on Ilmac because it's a little nigga going against some nigga that's 6'5", that will post his ass up in the paint, but that shit ain't gonna matter to Ilmac, man.
No, not at all.
Yo, man.
Not at all.
Yo, on some real shit, son, I think Ilmac is a very underappreciated. I say Big Cannon. I'm gonna say Ilmac.
He's a good lyricist.
I'm gonna throw Ilmac in there with Big Cannon. Those are my underappreciated battle rappers right there. Ilmac, Big Cannon. Very underappreciated, bro. For real. Ilmac got bars, and I don't give a fuck. I know niggas say Big K beat Ilmac. It wasn't like he washed him, because Ilmac didn't get washed, first off. I don't think he got washed at all. That motherfucker held his own.
Not at all, bro.
I had an argument with old Pat. It was like, he got washed. Like, Big K didn't wash Ilmac, son. Even if you think Big K won, he didn't get washed. He didn't get washed. If a nigga told me they said Ilmac won, I might not even argue with you. If you give me a reason why you told that, I can't even argue that.
You can't be mad at that. No, not at all.
Nah.
It was a great battle, though, man. I'm glad.
So it's fire, my nigga.
We talked about it before, and we were like, yo, we can't be mad at Ilmac getting a shot at that chain either. You know?
Not at all.
No, I think it'll be a good battle, man, him and Pat battling. And, man, World Domination 5 is coming this weekend. And we're going to have our full predictions done tomorrow and up tomorrow. So just understand that. Everybody get a clue of what we're doing here, man. I mean, just, God, go watch everything that we have up on the channel right now. This is crazy. Creeping towards 10,000, Dre.
We're creeping to 10,000? What's that?
Subscribers, bro.
We creep on 10,000, my nigga. Yeah, let's be clear on that. We creeping on that. That's facts.
Everybody don't like us too much. You know, that's what we continue to say this.
We had 9,000 like last week, I think, my nigga. We just gained like 500 subscribers
five days ago, crazy.
Man. That shit is
wild. The love is there. The love is there, man.
Yeah, the love is there. Shout out to Vlad too, because Vlad shot. You know what I'm saying? That helps out a lot too.
Vlad,
you know what I'm saying? Let's be clear.
Shouts out to Vlad. That's true, man. Shouts out to Vlad. Real shit. So the slogan still remains the most hated, the least
disrespected, man. And I'll keep it. I like it that way. Never.
Coming, never. I do too.
Never.
I Never. I do too, man. I do
No.
too. And it
But you
keeps
know the
going on
funny thing
top.
about this shit though is we have a monster week like last week, and as guys that do what we do, you want to have it every week. And some weeks it's
Yeah.
like basketball, like sports. You're not gonna have that game every week. You know what I mean? Last week was just that was like
Exactly. Last week was ridiculous.
that was
Last week,
LeBron numbers in the
but
finals and shit. You know what I mean?
even up on the channel now, our little clips that we're posting of keeping people, you know, in
Yeah,
tune
yeah,
with what's going
yeah,
on in the
yeah,
world are getting 20,000-30,000 views, man, you know?
yeah.
So the numbers are
Yo,
there. So everybody just check that shit out.
check your phone, check your thick line and shit.
All right. Hold up, hold up. Hold up. Yes, sir. Let's get them on, man. Responsible for, I mean, the diss track going back and forth today. Battling YK coming up. Crown 2 event, Guerrilla Warfare in November. I mean, we got to get the man on himself. Yeah, let's get him on. John to Don. Don, what is good, man? Yo, yes,
yo,
sir.
Yo, what's good? What's good?
What's going
John,
on,
what's good,
man?
my team?
You know, I seen you mention the Crown 2 and YK, but you ain't mentioned I got Sharon on Saturday. This is you know what I'm saying? I'm out here working, man. What's good with y'all, though?
You already know, John, man. What's good, man? So, my nigga, you and Sharon, man. That's interesting as shit.
Yeah, it definitely is. It definitely is. Yeah,
you ready for Sharon?
Come on, man. I'm going to show him the big difference when a nigga is taking him serious and when a nigga is not.
But hold on. You taking him serious, though, right?
Am I? I'm not. Listen, I don't play with nobody, man. Sometimes my performances are lackluster due to the environment or how I'm feeling at that moment. It's never because of my opponent. You feel me?
So
it's like, I'm coming, but I know, you know what I mean, how to control my emotions now. Shit is very different these days. I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell these niggas. Shit is very different these days. I'm going back to my old shit, man. My strategic how to win shit. It ain't no, you know what I'm saying? I'm going back to winning battles. I'm not coming to just put on no type of shows.
John, I gotta ask you. I gotta ask you real quick, man. The last day, yesterday was crazy. Were you and Tay Rock? Were you guys planning that, man? Because you obviously dropped Return Fire maybe 5-10 minutes after the back to back shit came out. Was this shit planned, or did you have one of the?
It wasn't. I got a DM from Tay Rock right now. It's like, hey, you try to pull some Jay-Z shit. I just really wanted to catch him slipping. It's the art of war. You know what I'm saying? It's just like I seen them promoting that he was gonna have something that night. This was like at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So I said, okay, let me look up right now. So I'm gonna call up this show. You know what I'm saying? Right after they put their hit shit, and I'm gonna smack him with another one. You know what I'm saying? It's like there's no way he could be ready for that. There's no way he could be ready for that. So what you heard is like, as soon as I heard that he had one coming back, I loaded up immediately. Loaded up immediately. It's like, you know what I'm saying?
Because that was mad quick, my nigga. I was like, damn, this nigga responded that quickly, my nigga. Jesus. Lord, mercy.
Yeah, that's what I told him. Nigga, you got to leave me alone. Just leave me alone. If I say something to you, if I mention your name, do not respond to me because that's just going to fuel a whole nother situation. And I will not stop until we get in that ring. That's the only way I'm going to stop.
I mean, at this point, I like the disses, though, you know, that you guys are incorporating that into the battle world. You know, that hasn't really happened a lot before. I think it brings that competitive shit back in a culture where right now everyone's so cool with each other, you know, doesn't really want to. You know, not a lot of grudge matches and shit like that. So I think this was needed, man. I think this was needed.
Yeah, I agree. Really, I was just having fun. I didn't expect nobody to respond. You know what I'm saying? Tay Rock told me he was going to respond. But, I heard that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, but when I heard that he was about to drop it, I'm like, okay, I'm on it now. So now it's like, if he don't respond to the last one I put out, I won. So he got
How you won, John? Hold on, John. How you won, John? How you won, my nigga? Come on.
Because I took the last shot.
But hold on. It don't matter. Take the last time. I fucked you heavy, my nigga. My nigga, I fucked you heavy. But I'm going to keep it 100 with you. Take what I got at you, niggas, my nigga. He got a hitman. He got a cow. He got a half a card of you, my nigga. I keep it real, sir. I think it was because the beat, he also took the shoes and shit to rap off of. That does play a big part.
No, his shit was fire. I'm not saying my shit was just better than his.
Mm.
I think they were both dope, man. They were both super dope. And like I said, they came at the right time, man. So when you heard it though,
like I was saying, my fault, Timbo. I'm saying like my shit is just better than his, because his shit was definitely fine. His shit was longer. His shit was. He had two verses. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, his shit was definitely fire, but what I'm saying is, it's just that I'm just more equipped for war. It's what I'm saying. Like, that's how I feel, at least. I'm more equipped. As soon as you shoot, I'm firing right back, return fire. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, I'm as soon as you make a step, I'm near with you. You know?
So you wasn't on some, I waited 4 days, niggas, where y'all at? You wasn't on them left.
Yeah, I'm not waiting no days. I'm right here. Your best bet is not to give me that heads up.
Mm.
Don't give me no heads up. Just drop something. Mm. And even when you drop something, if I can't get to it that night, it's going to be something back the next day. That's for whoever and forever. I don't care.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? This is what I do.
Give my nigga, are you on Summer Madness 5?
Everybody keep asking that.
Yeah, we gotta ask, my nigga. It'd be a disservice me and someone to ask you that question, my nigga. Come on, John. You don't gotta say the opponent. You don't gotta say the opponent. But are you on that stage?
Yeah, I'm on Summer Madness 5.
Ooh.
Mm. I'm on there.
Is it official? No, yeah, you got a battle. It's on Madness, so you got a battle official, nigga, obviously, and shit.
Yeah.
One dude, John, is battling. Is it Tay Rock? Excuse me. You a Tay Tay? John got mad mute on me. God damn, John. It's like that.
You're trying to squeeze.
That's what we do.
Oh, shit, my nigga. I respect that. Yo.
But it's official. John, John on Summer
Madness. John, let me ask you a question, because the last couple of nights, my nigga, I've been watching battles of this particular young cat that I've been, like, I see niggas going crazy over, and I know you stay close to the culture.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I never gave this nigga a little chance, but I watched his battles the last couple of nights. My nigga, that nigga Chess to me, I'm fucking with that young boy Chess. Am I bugging John? Talk to me, my nigga.
Nah, Chess is he's a different kind of animal. Like, I feel like if Chess really get his shit together and start making the right moves, he could take this battle rap shit by storm. He's young, and he got his own, like, I don't know, like, you just feel that little nigga. Like, it's like,
yeah, that's real.
You know what I'm saying? You watch that nigga shit, he just wild entertaining. Like, he just, I'm rocking with you on that, three-letter man. Chess is that nigga, man. Chess could be the future. It's just that, you know what I mean? It's hard for us to say that right now, because sometimes niggas make the wrong moves.
Right.
It's about the moves
right.
He make. He definitely got the talent, definitely got the potential. Performance, everything. Right? You know, and he looked comfortable on that stage.
Word. John, I watched him in DNA again the other night, my nigga. And minus that throw-up, my nigga, yo, that nigga was coming at DNA neck, my nigga. The shit he was saying, even though he couldn't really understand what he's saying because he got a hoarse voice and shit, but the nigga got bars, man. That nigga, I'm impressed with that little nigga, man. I watched him and Brooklyn Carter. Him and Brooklyn Carter had an official battle too, man. So I'm definitely, you know what I'm saying? I'm not too high on Dot yet. Are you high on Dot?
Yeah,
like everybody else is?
Yeah, I am. Like,
really?
I put Dot in my fucking top five right now on one of these interviews. I was kind of trolling, but Not for real. Like, that is, like, I can't stop watching that nigga, man. I can't stop watching. He in his own lane. You can't, you know what I'm saying? His bars ain't supposed to be like everybody else's. I like what he does. It's still entertaining, regardless. And he still could get a reaction out of a whole room. No matter how whack you think the bar is on camera, he make the whole room shake regardless with his reaches. He's owning that reach guard shit.
And he embraces the reach guard title, too. I noticed that he embraces that shit.
It's like a different, he's adding something new to the whole battle rap culture, I feel like. You know what I'm saying? That nigga, he's lightweight famous, man. That nigga's about to be, everybody knows Dot right now.
Like, true.
Everybody.
He being mentioned in battles, like, it's winning for him. Ignorant. I love his ignorance. Like, you can't tell him nothing. In his head, he's the best nigga regardless of anything of what you see. And he performs like it. That shit helps.
John, I want to talk about YK really quick. Now, I think you came up in the class right before him, if I'm not mistaken, the year before YK or so, out of that kind of era, out of that PG era. I mean, do people tend to kind of skip over YK?
Yeah, because he really, like, he's dope. He's nice. Like, he'll have them battles where, damn, YK tried to fucking smoke that nigga. Like, you know, he got that shit. He can kill. He definitely can kill, but as far as business goes, it's like he's not all the way a good look for niggas.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's at a point where, like, niggas don't think they could lose to certain niggas. It ain't like niggas just ducking YK because they think they could lose. It's just like, it doesn't matter. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, look at me and YK, for example. Like, we're on the Crown 2 card. Look how low our name is on the flyer.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And we're in Chicago. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, come on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Come on. It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like four or five niggas above that, you know what I mean, me and YK name that don't have more views than me. But I understand where it's going. But so you see, like, people don't want to battle YK because of that. It's like, it doesn't matter. Battle YK, it doesn't matter. I battle YK and I smoke YK. What does that do for me?
Time, though. But he beat Chilla. He beat JC. He's beating niggas.
But
the
shit,
you know,
don't
man?
Matter. These are battles that don't get mentioned in everyday battle rap conversations. Am I lying about that?
I agree. No, 100% right, bro. 100%.
That's the only thing with YK. You know what I'm saying? He's definitely dope. I can't take away nothing from the nigga's skills. I remember when I first seen him and Big Ken in that battle, I was like, yo, that nigga is fucking crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Him and Lotta Zay was crazy, if I'm not mistaken.
Word, him and Lotta Zay was dope.
Yeah, I've been watching Young Ken for years. It ain't like, it's just that, it's just no point. It was just no point.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to keep saying that and make it seem like I'm just running, because that nigga been wanting to battle me for years. And I know for a fact we would have a dope battle if I don't just outright smoke this nigga. It's going to be dope. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, okay, let's see what it does. Like, I'll, you know what I'm saying? I'll put that pressure on myself. Let's see what it does. I ain't about to just keep, you know what I'm saying, prolong.
John, you're going to hate me when I say this, but I got to keep it funky with you. I got YK with the upset, my nigga.
Yeah, that's cool. I love that. I love hearing that.
Timbo told me I'm on crack, but Timbo told me I'm on crack.
I'm used to hearing shit like that now. That don't offend me. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You got the nigga winning. That is all good, because it's going to make
I'm putting pressure on you.
You come out and you be like, John won. When you have <three months. laughs>
He has to come on the show and say that shit.
And I would, John, and I will.
I know you would. I know you would. Trust me, I know you would. So that's why that don't mean, just because you got YK winning, that doesn't mean you're biased. I don't feel like you're biased against me. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got your own reasons for why you feel like that. It is what it is.
You know what my concern is? That you're supposed to beat him? It's like prep. When you battle prep, I was like, John is supposed to be prep, my nigga. You did be prep first, let's be clear. But I was wondering if you're going to take that nigga lightly. But then I had to think, like, you know what? John don't be taking niggas lightly and shit, no matter who he battle. When he battled T-Top, even in one round, he ain't take T-Top lightly. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So one thing I got to say about you do not take your opponents lightly at all, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Because I'm aware of the backlash. It's like it's me. I be feeling like everybody is waiting for me to lose. So, you know what I'm saying? So if, it doesn't matter. Even if I get up there and fuck her, they're not going to take up for me like they take up for Clips. They going to try to fucking fry me. That's what be going through my head, at least. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like I'm not, I can't do that. You know what I'm saying? And plus, I be thinking I'm going to catch niggas slipping too, though. Because I be feeling like whoever I'm battling think I'm going to come light. So they just going bullshit. I be thinking I'm going to catch niggas slipping. I be wrong.
I think you respect it, though, my nigga. Nah, I think you're respecting the game. I mean, I'm not a battle rapper, so I don't know how they think. But I think you're respected in the sense that, okay, I'm facing John, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think niggas gonna say there's gonna be a walk in the park. I ain't gonna be no fucking walk in the park. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's what I be thinking when I be writing, when I step in the ring, niggas definitely come to play against me. Niggas definitely come with their shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I be wrong thinking that, but that's just what I be thinking. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like, you know what I mean? But yeah, I don't be trying to play with niggas though.
One thing I will say, I was at the traffic event. And this dude YK absolutely buried Steams. Like the shit was not there. Oh my god!
Hey, you know what's crazy? That's another reason why I took this battle, because I heard that, assuming that the battle with him and Steams is gonna drop before the event, it's just gonna build more. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just gonna make people want to see it more.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Plus, it's like, okay, YK on his shit, so ain't no telling. This battle could drop. Everybody could be pro YK. Next thing you know, we have a fucking classic, and then this catapults YK. Now he's a, you know what I'm saying? Now he go on a run. I'm gonna feel good about this.
Yeah.
I'm gonna feel good.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know what I
mean? Yeah, it's crazy, man. I'm looking forward to a summer madness.
That card is fire, my nigga. That card is like, yo, my nigga.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you, bro.
John, how mad are you personally that Hitman and Suge isn't going down?
I wouldn't want to see that in Chicago anyway, personally.
Okay.
Personally, I wouldn't want to see that in Chicago. I feel like it's only right that happens with URL, not because I'm just... Oh, so URL, it's just that.
Right, you're right, though.
I mean,
I agree.
You know, where the shit was built at, where, you know what I'm saying? It's just like Hollow and Lux should have happened on URL.
I've been saying that for like a year and a half on the show, Jaja, for real.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? So that's always like, okay. But the car's still fire. It's not like the car just fell completely off now that battle's not on it. The car is, like, you know, and the car is retarded.
This card is crazy. John, before we get you out of here, talking about the card, we're going to get your predictions real quick for this Crown 2 event, Guerrilla Warfare, first battle, XL versus Heavy Half, your boy Heavy Half. I'm just playing. I don't know who that is.
No, that nigga's nice. He's actually nice. I've seen him
He's
before.
Nice? Okay.
He's actually very nice.
You got him winning?
No, I can't. Nah, not over XL. I don't know. Even though I feel like that crowd might fuck with Heavy Half style more, but I think they put up enough fight. So I got Cell 2-1, and I might be being biased. But I don't know that other name. All
right. Next up, JC versus Born.
Fire battle, John. Fire battle. Low-key fire battle.
It is. You know, I got JC winning that. Because I just feel like he gonna do more of the battling. Born just gonna get up there and just throw wild punchlines.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And JC just gonna have a different, just something a little different. You know what I mean? I got JC winning that 2-1, but it could go either way though.
JC 2-1 over Born. Let's go, John the Don versus Young Cannon.
John the Don 3-0.
3-0. All right. John calling for a clean sweep over Young Cannon. Next up, Ill Will versus K Shine.
That's crazy. See, last year I would have said Ill Will. But K Shine, he's a fucking killer these days. I'm not going to lie. He's a
Mm-hmm.
he's a killer. But damn, I got Kayshawn 2-1, man. But it could go either way though.
Kayshawn
yeah,
2-1.
Yeah, he's been killing me. Yeah.
Daylight versus O-Red.
Get the fuck out of here, John. Are you serious?
O-Red, agrees it, huh?
I know you don't fuck with Quill like that. Hold on, John.
He doesn't fuck
I know
with
you don't
Quill
fuck with Quill. But old red to 3-zip daylight?
Old red on 3-zip daylight, man.
Oh, man.
Old red?
Oh, so now old red ain't like that. So old red.
Well, where is old red?
He's so
not
now
good.
Daylight ain't like
that's
that? Damn.
Oh, let me hear this, John. What you saying?
Huh?
No, go ahead, John. What you saying?
Yeah, I mean, Daylight might have a round people like and all that, but O-Red,
O-Red what?
Man, Daylight not nice, man. I don't know what y'all hyping. That nigga is not nice, man.
You don't think Daylight is nice? I think Daylight is nice, though.
Daylight,
he's not nice.
Not 3-zip Daylight because that Chicago crowd fuck with niggas. Give everybody benefit of the doubt or whatever. He might not 3-zip him, but oh, we're going to win that clearly, man. I really feel that.
Clearly? All right.
I know exactly what battle I'm betting John on.
I'll take that bet. I swear to God, I'll take that bet. We can make that bet right now.
Oh, God.
We can make
that
bet.
Oh, yeah,
bet
we
got to
make
right
that
now.
Bet. All right, let's go. I'm not, you know, I don't get paid that battle money, but I'll put 100 on Daylight.
That's good money. I'll take that. Don't worry about nothing.
All right, let's go. Mm-hmm. Let's go. I'll send you my PayPal email right now. You can just send it over now if you want. I can hold it. You know what I'm saying? My chance of a miracle, I'll send it back over.
We got a few months.
John, hold on. Let me ask you a question. Are you and Daylight ever going to go down? Because I think that's a grudge match, low-key, that needs to happen at some particular time. Have y'all ever talked, or just like, nah, we ain't never doing that. Fuck out of here.
I mean, we, you know, Lush was supposed to book that, but everybody knows Lush.
Mm.
When it came down to, you know, locking it in, who knows, like, what the, this shit was supposed to happen in fucking July sometime. So it's
shit.
You know what I mean? So it's just like, but I don't know, I'm kind of losing interest, man. Like, I'm kind of, it's just the nigga, it's like, I don't know, man. I don't know. It is what it is, though. Somebody really want to lock that in, they can lock that in. I'm not just going to be like, fuck it. But that ain't even as bad as I'm pushing for like that anymore. I just haven't been impressed. Been impressed. Danger Zone? Come on.
Like, oh, come on, son. What you doing, Johnny? Why you saying like that, B? Yeah, like Danger Zone is whack.
I didn't know
Danger Zone
is fire. I'm the one.
Danger Zone is nice. Okay.
Part of me. I'm not saying it like that, but what I'm saying, I didn't
pardon.
Like Daylight in that battle. I didn't like him in that battle.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I didn't like Daylight in that battle too much either. I agree with you.
That's what I mean.
I didn't like him.
So, I didn't mean shit on Danger Zone. Danger Zone is on fire right now.
Yeah, Danger Zone is on point though. That nigga did a lot of Zay dirty, but that's a different story.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Next battle up, Math Hoffa versus Big K.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's
crazy. That's crazy. I'm gonna go with Big K, man.
Okay.
2-1.
Can't be mad at that. 2-1. Big K over Math Hoffa. Charlie Clips versus Big Cannon.
So that's a scary.
Yo, John, before you go, John, before you go in, John, I'm on record saying that I think Big Candy gonna try to spaz on Charlie Clips, my nigga.
No, he's not gonna try. He's definitely gonna do that. Big Candy is one of my favorite writers in battle rap. Period.
Mm-hmm.
One of them. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, you know what I mean? So. That says a lot, but Clips got a way. He could battle with nigga that clearly raps better than him. You know what I'm saying? But still win that crowd, and it just looks different. So ain't no telling. Yeah. I gotta go 2-1 either way on that battle. It's like I can't.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? If Clifford get up there and just try to freestyle like how he's been doing, he's gonna. It's gonna be a long night.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be a long night.
2-1 either way. From John. John. Next up, A-Verb versus Sue Surf.
Please don't let this be a disappointment. Please do not let this battle be a disappointment. Battle rap gods, please get each other.
I don't know how that crowd going to take the. I don't know. I think them boys going to shake that room, man. Them both boys going to shake that room. I feel like I gotta go 2-1 either way. If it was in New York, I'd say Surf. You know what I'm saying? Dude, but
take one time. Come on, my nigga. Come on. Give us one.
I'm going to go Surf 2-1.
Surf 2-1 over A-Verb from John John. Now, the main event, the return of Lady Luck battling Official. Now, John John, before you give your predictions, I didn't have to hesitate. I got Official winning 3-0 on a clear. So I want everybody to know that I picked Official 3-0. I want to hear what you have to say.
Shit, I got Official 3-0 too. Official about to punch her fucking head off. Lady Luck about to do, and then she gonna walk in there like I was. Like I don't think half the people in there ain't gonna know who she is.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it ain't like she's going to get the respect factor that Lux got at Summer Madness, too. That's
exactly.
Not what
happened.
And she
Facts.
Need
yeah.
that against an official. And then they know who official is. Then, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think Lux is just going to do too. I think it's just outdated, man. You seen how Remy Ma sounded when she came home?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think it's just going to be outdated, man. And then Lux, the way she just. You know what I mean? All respect, Lady Luck. I know who she is. I know what she's done. You know what I mean? The work she's
right.
done. I don't want to sound like I'm just bashing her. But
I feel
you. Her fucking head off all three rounds. And it's not going to be fair. Like, it's not going to be fair.
Yo, Crown 2, Guerrilla Warfare, November. John John battling Sharon this weekend. World Domination in Canada. And then, mm-hmm. I mean, you heard it here. He's on Summer Madness 5, so... Get ready for that. He's going from King of the Dot to URL to Guerrilla Warfare. I mean, this is a busy man.
Oh, yeah,
big
and
battles,
I got my
man.
Own league now, too. I got my own league.
What's the league? Talk about the league.
Yeah, it's called the Bullpen. So I got my
okay, the Bullpen.
In October.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And when I, trust me, I'm about to fuck some shit up. It's going to be different. I'm bringing my own talent.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know what I mean? So, yeah. Bullpen.
Yo, John John, that's big, my nigga. Wow.
Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah, I gotta bring that in. I gotta bring it to Atlanta, and then I'm gonna have another division in Yonkers. Cause every time I go back to my city, they be having little battle events around. Like every nigga, like wild niggas in Yonkers want to be battle rappers now. You know what I'm saying? Like off the
word.
Level, like what I'm doing. So it was just dope to me every time I go back, and I be seeing that. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do something there. Like, you know what I mean? So I'm going to run out of Atlanta and New York, Yonkers to be specific. You know what I'm saying? For, you know what I mean?
Why, yo?
That's what I represent. Yeah. So, yeah.
New league, the Bullpen. Do you have a date or any time frame of a event?
Yeah, it's going to be in October.
October
18th
okay.
is the date for the first event. October 18th, my birthday the 15th. You know what I'm saying?
Dope.
So this shit is
dope. And is that one in Atlanta?
Yeah, this is going to be in Atlanta.
Okay. First event, the Bullpen in Atlanta, October 18th. John, John, mm-hmm. Don. Yo, it's always great having you up here, man, and talking with you. $100, bro. I got on daylight.
I need that.
Nah,
going
man, it's
going to
be a good one.
You going to be there, Timbo?
At Guerrilla Warfare, I'll be there. Yeah, I'm going to be there in Chicago.
Right, but I'm going to just spend half your money on drinks for us or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like you're really losing it.
All right. I fuck with that, man. Yo, we appreciate you coming up here, man. PSA Radio, John John the Don, battling Sharon this weekend. Yo, it's going to be crazy, man. Salute to you, new league, all that good shit. And yeah, man, good luck this mm-hmm. weekend and upcoming battles, brother.
I appreciate it, man. Struggle Lord on the way too. The album coming soon. So I'm working, man. But I fuck with y'all. PSA
album,
Radio.
Damn, dude.
Got it, man.
Dude.
$10. Yeah, I got it. Man. I got to keep working, man. Got to keep
dude,
working.
Leagues, battles, all that shit, man. Crazy.
Yeah, got to. Got to. I appreciate y'all,
absolutely,
man.
Absolutely.
You already, John.
You already, man. Take care. All right. Salute to John. John to Don. Coming on the show. Battle's coming up. He got the album, Dre. He has the new league, the bullpen.
Mm,
I mean,
that's big.
This man is working out here. Dropping diss
word.
Tracks.
Mm. Yo, and John makes good music, OB.
He makes good music, man.
He got a right. joint called New Day with Mickey Fax that I actually fucks with. That joint is tough. I can't even
yeah.
front. That joint is really tough.
They sound good mm-hmm. together on the track, too.
Yeah,
you know,
it's dope together and shit. And Mickey and
yeah.
shit.
Right. Nah, man, it's dope. Mm-hmm. It's dope. Shouts out to John. John coming on the show, man. Gave us a lot of new info. You heard it here first on PSA Radio. John to Don is on Summer Madness 5. URL. Get your motherfucking tickets now.
Mm.
And all that good shit. Don't forget to download the Battle Rap app. Don't forget to... Man, go to PSA Radio. Check out all the exclusives, all the clips, all the interviews, all the breakdowns. I mean, just crazy shit. Shouts out to Santos, man. Almost at 50,000 for the interview.
Word.
I don't even know where to start,
shout
bro.
Out Santos.
Shouts out to Santos. Man, Holla, Sue Surf,
mm.
Aver,
mm.
everybody that's up there, man. Go check all that shit out. We're on a tear right now. You already know what the fuck this is. PSA Radio. Need I say more? Go check all that shit out. Download the app. Man, go subscribe, retweet it,
yeah,
and
subscribe.
Then subscribe again.
Word.
Don't even know what else I can tell y'all to do, man. Shout out to everybody. I'm going to let my bro, my partner in crime in this shit, Dre 3 Letterman, take us out.
It's your boy 3 Letterman, PSA fucking radio, man. Shout out my boy Timbo. You already know what it is. Shout out John the Don, man. Easy.
Absolutely. We